In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, now I have to figure out where to put this. So I'm getting used to this, having to preach later on morning prayer and here. And I can't sit in front of the computer without a manuscript. I was telling John, I'm going to be here with a manuscript because I can't do both. And I can't write a manuscript and not use it. So we're going to give this a try. Okay, deep breath. You're unlocked?
No, wait.
Okay. Doors locked, her keys in her car. Sorry. Anyway, I love this gospel story we just heard, this gospel story about Bartimaeus. It always brings me joy and makes me smile. There's something about Bartimaeus that I just find so inspiring. Here he is, this blind man, right? And we know he was not blind from birth because he asks Jesus when he asks him, "Teacher, let me see again." Right? Let me see again. So he had sight at one time in his life. So he knows what his life was like before. He was not always unable to provide for himself, or at least he had the potential to do so. Perhaps he was a really promising young man when he lost his sight, with a really bright future ahead of him, a successful career of some sort, a girlfriend that he had hoped to marry who left him when he lost his sight, and he would no longer be able to provide for himself or his family. He knew what the faces of his parents looked like, right? He knew the color of the sky. He knew what a sunset and a sunrise looked like. He knew what the colors of flowers were. He had seen what his life could have been if he had his vision. For a first century person, with a disability, life was extremely harsh. You were an outcast. You were a burden to your family. You were unable to support yourself, and you were forced most often to beg from strangers. Your affliction was usually seen as a punishment for some sin that you had committed, or maybe your parents had committed if you were afflicted from birth. So you brought shame on your family and yourself. Bartimaeus knew his life did not have to be this way if only he could see. And here comes Jesus to town. Bartimaeus must have heard about him, right? Must have heard the amazing stories of healings. Must have heard the way that Jesus preached a message that was hopeful and compassionate, a message that was meant especially for people just like him. Bartimaeus was not going to miss this opportunity. He was not going to let anyone stop him. You can just see this scene, right? I mean, this one is so easy to just visualize. Bartimaeus sitting on the side of the road, a parade of folks coming down the street, people trying to get close to Jesus, right? The disciples, as they always did, acting as a security detail, trying to keep people back a bit, crowds forming all around, people getting in front of Bartimaeus. He doesn't need to see. He's blind, right? What does he need to see? They're probably standing in front of him. And above all the noise of the crowd, Bartimaeus's loud, clear voice over and over, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And the more those people around him told him to shut up, the louder he became. They were not going to stop him. They were not going to make him miss his chance to see Jesus. To see Jesus. "Jesus, "Son of David, have mercy on me." "Stop it, Bartimaeus." "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." "Shut up, you stupid beggar. He isn't going to talk to you, you sinner." "Jesus, have mercy on me. You don't deserve his mercy." "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Over all that, all the other noises in the streets, Jesus stops and hears his voice and says, "Call him over. Call him over here." Now, those around Bartimaeus were probably stunned by this. Jesus is paying attention to this beggar, really? But nonetheless, he says, "Hey, he's calling you, go over to him." And like a contestant on The Price is Right, he jumps up and throws off his cloak and goes running up right to Jesus. And then something that's really interesting happens, right? Jesus, who knows what Bartimaeus' life was like, knows the suffering he's endured. This is Jesus' time and place. He knows what these people's lives are like who live with disabilities. These are the people he came to reach out to. He says, "What do you want me to do for you?" What do you want me to do for you? Are you kidding me? Obviously, he would want his sight back, right? What else would he want? He'd want to see and have his life changed forever. But maybe not. Maybe Bartimaeus would have asked for something else. Who knows, right? We hear in 1 Kings how pleased God is with Solomon, because instead of asking for riches or long life or the lives of his enemies, Solomon asks for wisdom, right? And God is kind of surprised by that, right? I guess it's not what God would expect a young man about to become king. And because God is so pleased that Solomon asks for what he needed at that time, and not just what he might have wanted, God grants him all of it. Wisdom and riches and long life. You see, God, Jesus as God, knows what we truly need, knows what's best for us, but do we? Do we ask for what we truly need or what we want? Because those two things aren't always the same, are they? So Jesus asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he lets Bartimaeus speak for himself. Now, we shouldn't be surprised that Jesus does answer Bartimaeus's request, his prayer, and he gives him his sight back. But what might be surprising is what Bartimaeus sees. He sees so much more than what he expected to see when he gets his sight back. He sees not only with his eyes, but he sees with his heart and his soul. And we know this because instead of just taking this gift of eyesight and creating a new life for himself, one of finding a job, building prosperity and security, maybe of finding a wife and having a family, Bartimaeus leaves everyone and everything he knows and follows Jesus on the way. Follows Jesus on the way. And that's not mere semantics. He follows Jesus on the way. It's not just to the next place that Jesus is going. The way is the way that early Christians described the Christian journey. The way of life. The way of a new way of living, of being in the world. Bartimaeus became a Christian, but even more so, he became a disciple of Jesus. He saw that Jesus was offering so much more than his eyesight back. He was offering a vision of the kingdom of God, of the dream that God has for all God's people, and he was all in. This story fills me with joy and hope, and it always challenges me. Because at different points in my life, I can be different people in this story. Sometimes I can be those disciples, right? Walking along with Jesus, being that security detail, thinking I know best how Jesus should handle something, how Jesus should deal with someone, deciding how Jesus should see people or be seen by people. Other times, I'm the crowd, telling someone to shut up, stop whining about their life, asking God to fix everything, or perhaps even deciding who is deserving of God's grace and who isn't. It's not a pretty picture of myself, and not one I like to admit, but I think if we're honest, most of us can find ourselves in that crowd at one time or another. Other times, I am Bartimaeus, shouting out to Jesus, please have mercy on me. And there are times I am very clear about what I truly need, the ways that I need to be healed. And when I recognize that I have received that gift of healing, that gift of God's grace in my life, my faith, my commitment to being on the way is strengthened once again. So my question for us today is, who do you relate to in this story? Who do you relate to in this story today? And when you ask for what you truly need and you receive it, how do you respond to that gift of God's healing grace? Amen. Yeah.